the young Daniel. Now, when Nebuchadnezzar, the king of the Babylonians, had captured Jerusalem, he carried away some of the vessels that were from the temple, and he also took away some of the promising young men, and even children. Children who were handsome and bright, who were clever, and who seemed to be worthy of going into the king's palace in Babylon. The idea was that they were going to teach them all the education and the science and the wisdom of the Babylonians and teach them the language of the Chaldeans. The king gave them some of his own food every day and also some of the wine which he drank. The idea was that at the end of 3 years, they would stand in front of him as members of the king's royal family. Amongst
but
those...
He was trying to make them part of his family.
Yes, in the wider sort of sense.
Why?
Well, they thought that these young Hebrew boys were very smart, very clever, young Jews, we could say, from Judah, that they were smart and clever, and he wanted to have them trained up to become Babylonians and to become part of his wider palace household. And this included Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And they were given new names, Babylonian names. Daniel was called Belteshazzar. Hananiah was renamed Shadrach. Mishael was called Meshach, and Azariah was called Abednego. So they were trying to make these young boys absolutely Babylonian. But Daniel decided in his heart that he was not going to eat the king's food, nor was he going to drink the king's wine. And so he bravely asked the man who was looking after them, his name was Melzar, who the king had told he had to look after these four boys. He bravely asked this man Melzar, if, please, I cannot eat this food because it's been used as worshipping idols. And probably it was unclean food, food which, under the law of Moses, Jews weren't supposed to eat. And Melzar, the man who was looking after the boys, explained his problem.
Do you think there would have been pig, which was probably unclean?
It probably would have been, yes. So Melzar explained his problem. He said, I'm frightened of my lord, who is the king. He's ordered me to feed you well. And what happens if the other boys in your group look better than you? He's going to get angry with me that I haven't properly looked after you. And he could cut my head off because of that. And so Daniel was very wise for a young boy. He said, test us, please, 10 days. Just give us beans and peas to eat, vegetables and water to drink, not wine. Then after 10 days, you look at our faces and compare us against the faces of the children who ate the king's food. And you make your decision who looks best. Now, the fact that there were other Jewish boys who did eat the king's food and eat the unclean food and drink the king's wine, that, in a sense, made it more difficult for Daniel, because it's really hard when others who are apparently Christian are going the wrong way and you've got to be different. And that's why there's a children's song that says, dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone. So Melzar, this man who had to look after them, he agreed that he would test them for 10 days. So at the end of the 10 days, their faces appeared fairer and fatter than those of the other children who had eaten the king's food. So Melzar agreed to not give them the king's meat nor the king's wine. Instead, he just gave them vegetables and water. God gave those four children skill and wisdom. They were very, very clever, and Daniel was able to understand and interpret visions and dreams. Now, at the end of the time, when the king said they had to be brought in, that seems 3 years, the master of the boys took them before Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with all the boys, and he preferred those four, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, because he saw that in every matter of wisdom in which he tested them, they were 10 times better than all his magicians and astrologers. So Daniel stayed on working in the court of the king. Now, I'm sure that Daniel would rather not have been there. But that's where he had to be, because he'd been taken away from his mummy and daddy, taken into captivity. His parents might even have been killed, and the temple was burnt down, and Jerusalem had fallen. And there he was in a foreign land, on his own, just with some other Jewish boys, many of whom, it seems, went along with all the nice things which there were to do in Babylon. But Daniel was different. So we have to be different, not just to the world, but even different at times from other people who claim to be believers. We have to be different to them, and we have to say that I, in my own conscience, will stand up for what is right, even if we have our backs to the world. This is what being a real man and a real woman is all about. Really believing and not being frightened to be different. Now, we all prefer to go along with what everyone else thinks. And it's difficult to, especially when you're young, it's difficult at any age, but I think especially when you're young, to be different. To go and say, look, I'm sorry, but no, I see things differently. It's very difficult. But dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone. And as we know, later on, Daniel went on to do great things for God, and he was assured at the end of his life that surely he will be in the kingdom. So he will be in the kingdom, and by God's grace, we will meet him in the kingdom. And he will be able to look at our lives, and we'll share our lives with him. And there were probably all sorts of difficult incidents that happened during those years Daniel was there in the palace. And he was offered all the greatness of this world, and he didn't want it. And that is so true of Moses as well. He also was given all the things so he could probably be the next Pharaoh as the adopted son of Pharaoh's daughter, but he also didn't want it. Because our kingdom is not of this world, but we're waiting for Jesus to come and establish his kingdom.
But didn't Moses think that he was Pharaoh's daughter's son?
No, I think he always knew that he was really a Hebrew. I think Moses understood that. And Daniel also always
so
understood.
So he was old enough to remember.
Well, yeah. Maybe he was old enough to remember, or maybe his adopted mother told him. Maybe he still had some contacts with Amram and Jochebed and Aaron. But yes, he was aware anyway that he was one of God's people and not an Egyptian.